The reading today is taken from St. Luke, chapter 21, verses 1 to 4, and it can be found on page 1056 in your church Bibles. So, St. Luke, chapter 21, verses 1 to 4, page 1056. As Jesus looked up, he saw the rich putting their gifts into the temple treasury. He also saw a poor widow putting in two very small copper coins. "Truly, I tell you," he said, "this poor widow has put in more than all the others. All these people gave their gifts out of their wealth, but she, out of her poverty, put in all she had to live on." This is the word of Christ.
Thank you very much, Lynn. That's brilliant. Now, I wonder, I've been thinking a bit, I don't know where my brain goes sometimes, but I've been thinking a bit about optical illusions recently. Now, I quite like optical illusions, and I quite like the fact that God created us so differently, that we all see different things when we look at them. I think that's fascinating, and I think that's amazing. And there's a really famous optical illusion where if you look at it one way, you can see an old lady, and if you look at it the other way, you can see a young one. Does anybody know the one I mean? Yeah, it's a really famous one we'll all be familiar with. You see, I've been thinking about that one, and I've been thinking about how things in life are often not the way they initially seem, a bit like with optical illusions. And our Bible passage for today tells a story where things were not as they seemed, the story of the widow's offering. And Lynn read it very well for us, but it's only a small passage, so I'm going to read it a second time. As Jesus looked up, he saw the rich putting their gifts into the temple treasury. He also saw a poor widow put in two very small copper coins. "Truly, I tell you," he said, "this poor widow has put in more than all the others. All these people gave gifts out of their wealth, but she, out of her poverty, put in all she had to live on." Now, just to explain, in Jesus' time, once a year, everyone would go to the temple and they'd give their yearly tithe to God. And that's what's happening in this story. In the version in the book of Mark, it gives a bit more details, and it says that Jesus was watching people one day as they came into the temple to give their money. It's a gentle reminder that Jesus watches and sees all that we do. And that's not meant to be scary, it's actually very reassuring. But it is true, our Lord sees all that we do. And for rich people, this time of annual giving had become an opportunity to show off how much money they gave. It was an outward display of wealth and generosity, which looked really good to others. Now, Frankie, seeing as you've come back in, would you hold all that rich people's money for me? Oh, look at all those fake £5 notes. Wow. And you see what the rich people were doing. They were coming into the temple and they were giving away their money, and they were doing it in such a grand way for the eyes of everybody to see. That was their real motivation. They wanted everybody to see what they were doing. It looked like they gave a lot, and yes, they did, but they had a lot more left over at home, and so it was only a little bit of what they had. But it was completely different for the widow. The widow came and she put in two of the very tiniest of coins, a bit like putting in only two pennies for any of us today, which we know in today's times would bring very little. But Jesus said her offering was more generous. She had given more than any of the others. Now, if you have your Bible still open, have a little look at the last line of the passage that we were reading. Because the key word there is all. What mattered to Jesus wasn't the outward appearance of the giving, but the inner state of the people's hearts. The widow's gift was more precious than any of the others because she gave all that she had. There was nothing left when those two pennies were gone. Nothing more for her to spend. Nothing for her dinner that evening. Nothing for her breakfast in the morning. She gave all that she had. Now, why would she give all that she had? Well, she did it because she loved God and she knew his love for her. She knew that however generous we are, we can never outdo God's huge generosity to us. She knew that all that she had in the world was God's anyway, and so she gave it all back to him in a beautiful and humble and extravagant gift of love. Now, when we take stories out of the Bible in isolation like that, it can be hard to know what context they come in. But that story happened a week before Jesus went to the cross. And of course, he too gave his all for us. Not just everything he had, but his life itself. He did it so that we could get back the special relationship with God that we had lost. He did it so that we could have eternal life. He too performed a beautiful, humble, extravagant gift of love. And in doing so, he transformed everything for each of us and for the whole world. Just as with the optical illusions I started talking about at the beginning of this talk, as with so many things in life, things in the temple that day weren't how they looked on the surface of things. There were lots of rich people looking like they were giving huge amounts to God. But it wasn't a gift of generosity. It didn't really cost them anything. And they didn't really care what they were doing. They just wanted to look good. But the widow's offering was totally different. Just as Jesus did, she gave extravagantly out of love. And the call to us, with our money and with the whole of our lives, is to do the same. Now, you will know, those of us who are in church each week, we've been having a series on time and treasure and talents. We've been doing this because the start of the year is a good time to review before God whether we are being generous enough to him with our time and our treasure and our talents and giving back from all the wonderful gifts he has given us. And every January or February is a good time to think all of this through again as one of the disciplines of our Christian walk. And each year we have a meeting called the APCM. It's an annual church council meeting, which is coming up in March. And we will be asking everyone in our parish, both churches, St Mary's and St Paul's, to think about our time and our treasure and our talents even more carefully then as well. We are going to have a review of our giving across the parish. It's totally private. It's between each of us and God. I will never know what any person decides to give financially to our parish. The only person who will know this will be Simon Morrison, who is our giving representative, and he'll be talking more about how to give when we get nearer to the time. But this sermon series has been preparing our hearts and minds because it's a healthy thing for us to do. It's something we should do. And the question I have for each of us, and myself is included in that, is with our money, with our time and with our talents, are we giving out of a place where we know that everything that we have is from God anyhow? Anything we have at all in life is because of our Lord's generosity to us. And therefore, as with the widow and with her mighty offerings, are we willing to give generously in return? Amen.